people are going to be talking forever now about Ezekiel Elliott and the Salvation Army kettle.
But you know what? That's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. I'm very surprised they didn't get a penalty for it, and I'm happy they didn't.
No, he did get a penalty.
He did get a penalty for it?
He got penalized for it.
He might get fined, too. They said they were talking about that. Him and Dak were talking about it before the game, whether he was going to get fined or not.
But you know what? He'll get fined. They'll come right out of Jerry Jones's pocket.
Nah, he said that whatever the fine is, he'll match it to the Salvation Army.
Great.
Nice.
That's fine. Jerry Jones will still pay the fine.
Yeah.
And Ezekiel Elliott can pay to the Salvation Army, which is awesome. But they must have went to commercial before they announced the penalty then.
Yeah.
I was shocked that they had not given him a penalty for it. But that's a good penalty.
Oh, yeah, he got chewed out by the coaches.
Yeah. Oh, really? I totally missed. I don't know how I missed that.
Holiday Bacon Champion.
No, the cooking champion.
The cooking champion, I only watched it after halftime.
Okay.
I must have been eating or something. Sorry. I don't know.
It's part of your thing.
Good. Well, you know what? That was cool. Also, speaking of the Salvation Army, Darren Revelle got owned on Twitter about this. Did you guys see this?
No.
So Darren Revelle basically, after Ezekiel Elliott jumped in the Salvation Army bucket, Salvation Army tweeted either a GIF or a picture of Ezekiel Elliott jumping in the bucket.
Right.
And Darren Revelle basically just like, you guys really aren't very subtle, are you? And Salvation Army responded, "We're trying to feed 58 million people, so we don't really have time to be subtle."
He got nice owned. Job, yeah. He nice got, job, yeah. By the Salvation Army.
Yeah, it was awesome.